Now, I talked about regulation within U.S. waters and the fact that we have a range of agencies, the Coast Guard and so forth, that are on our ships on a regular basis verifying compliance and holding us accountable for all of these areas, for all the different agencies, safety, security, environmental protection, health, crew competence, you know, crew members have to know what they're doing, and safe navigation and operations. All these things are there. But what about beyond U.S. waters? You know, especially from an environmental standpoint, is there any hook that the U.S. has to make sure that ships are not just running carte blanche and doing what they want, throwing garbage over the side, discharging oil, that sort of thing? And while it is true that the level of control that the U.S. has over a U.S. flagged ship is greater than over a foreign flagged ship, on the high seas, it's not true to say that there's no concerns whatsoever and there's no reach. There is. And I'll give you, just an example of that. If there were, for cruise ships that are operating out of U.S. ports, coming back to U.S. ports, again, in frequent contact with government officials, and those government officials verify compliance with international standards. If there were a discharge out at sea and there were evidence of that, what often happens is there is the ability to enforce that. You can work directly with the flag state, obviously, the place where the ship is registered. But what often, and they can take action as well, but often what happens when a ship comes in, if they've discharged illegally, there's evidence of that. And if they attempt to conceal it, that's a crime. And what often happens is that it's that misrepresentation that's making false official statements, gets the FBI, the DOJ involved, and ends people in court. It hasn't happened on cruise ship in many years. It does happen on other foreign ships that come into the port. DOJ, the Coast Guard, know how to deal with these. I know that. I used to enforce those. I brought several people, in for that. There have been a number of people that have been sent to jail over that. And these are for discharges that have occurred out on the high seas, but they've entered the U.S. with falsified records. And that's how the U.S. government can enforce that. Illegal discharges on the high seas, even when they get back to the U.S. And it does happen. And you can research that. Yeah, it hasn't happened on cruise ships. Here's the interesting thing about cruise ships. And one of my colleagues said, we've got like 4,000 reporters on our cruise ships. All our passengers have, smartphones. They're up at all hours. It'd be extremely difficult for anybody to attempt to do anything illegal. I mean, that's a major control mechanism right there. But from a business perspective, that's the last thing we want. That's the last thing we want to convey to our customers, that we are not respectful of the environment that they want to see. They want destinations. They want to come to destinations, nice places right around Rockland, because they are nice places. They don't want their vacation to be ruining those nice places. So there is a business need for us to be environmentally compliant, as well as a good corporate citizen responsibility to be environmentally responsible. And when discharges do happen at sea, there is accountability. Even though it's a foreign ship on international waters, they come back to the U.S., there is a high degree of accountability for that.